Okay, Boker Tov, good morning. Today's class is for the Hatzlachah of Haganah Yisrael, Bezat Hashem, also for Ashlema, all the Pitzurim of Am Yisrael. Today we left off, today's Daf is Daf Ayin Dalet, Daf 74, we left off on 73b, Ayin Gimel Amud Bet, towards the smack in the middle of the page, Amar Rav Chisda, middle of the line, we left off yesterday. Shlosha Ne'manim La'altar, the three people were believed right away. And when these are the three, Asufi, Chaya, Upoter Chabroteah, and Asufi, a chaya, and a someone who exempts their friends. So Asufi Hadamaran, Asufi, we already learned yesterday that he's believed right away. Chaya, the Tanya, the writer says the following: Chaya ne'emenet lomar zeyatzah rishon v'zeyatzah sheni. A chaya is believed to say this child was born first and that child was born second. When is that the case? Shelo yatzta v'chazra. As long as she didn't leave the room. But if she left the room, we can no longer believe her because we don't know if she knows to differentiate. If she has a chazaka of her omda, then she's believed, and if not, what does that mean? So the Gemara says, "My benai, what's the difference between these two opinions?" Sounds like they're saying the same thing. So he says, "Ik benai de adar apa," if she turned her face. So according to the Tanakama, the first opinion, turning her face wouldn't be enough. Or going to Rebbe Ezer, turning your face, therefore you no longer see the babies, and therefore you would no longer be believed. Poter chavrotei mahi, what is exempting your friend? So he says in Mishnah, Ditnan, Mishnah says, Shalosh nashim shayu yishanot mimita achad. There are three women sleeping in one bed, v'nimtzat dam tachad echad mehen, and there was blood under one of them, kulan tmeot, all of them are tameh. Batka achad mehen, v'nimtzat tmeah, if let's say one of them checks herself and sees that she is tme'ah, she is tme'ah, and the other ones are all teorot. That's only if she checks herself right after the shiur veset, meaning right. Rashi says la'achar mitziah miyad, right after they find the blood, she checks herself. Only then would we believe that these three people right away. Tanu Rabbanan, the Braita says ne'emenet chaya lomar ze kohen ze levi ze natin ze mamzer. A chaya is believed to say, this is a kohen, this is a levi, this is a natin, this is a mamzer. Remind the very mamurim, when is that the case? Shelo kara aleha shem irer. If there is nothing, woken up about that, about her. About kara aleha irer, but if something was called on her, then she's not believed. What does that mean? Irer demai. Who is making some ruckus? So ilayma irer chad, maybe it's one person. Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan, en irer pachon mishnaim. You need two people for it to be considered actual ruckus. Ela, your heir today, maybe it's two people. You want to say, by name, and if you want to say, even if it's one, la'olam emelach your heir chad, v'chi amar Rabbi Yochanan, why did Rabbi Yochanan say, ein heir pachon mishnayim, it needs to be at least two? Hanemile, echa de'ita chazaka de kashrut. That's only when the person has a chazaka of kashrut. Aval echa de'leka chazaka de kashrut. But if there's no chazaka of kashrut, chad nami meheman, we would even believe one person making a ruckus. Ne'eman bal mekach lomar lazeh macharti v'lazeh en macharti. A person in regards to a purchase, if he is believed to say, I sold the item to this person, I did not sell it to that person. When is that the case? Bizman shem mekacho biyado. That's only when the item is still in his hand. Aval en mekacho biyado, eino ne'eman. But if the other two people are fighting over it, we don't know who it belongs to, the seller is not believed. So the Gemara says, flipping the amud, why don't we just see who he takes the money from? Whoever he takes the money from, that's how we know was the buyer. So he says, lotzricha de nakat mitarvai, he's taking money for both of them. He says, one of them is giving it to me willingly. One of them is giving against my will. He wants to take the item, and I don't want to take the money from him. I don't know. He says, "Velo yadia hei midato, hei lo midato." I don't know which one is giving it to me with my knowledge and which one not. Meaning, which one is with my consent and which one not. Ne'eman dayan lomar laze zachiti v'laze chiyavti. A judge is allowed. He's believed to say, "This one won the case, and this one lost the case." When is that the case? Sheba'ale dinim omdim lefanav. If the people there within the case are still standing in front of him. But if they're no longer there, he is no longer believed. So the Gemara says, "V'nechazeis chutam manakat." Why don't we just see who's holding the papers? Who won the schut? So who won the judgment? He says, "Lo tzircha dekriya zechutayu." The papers are ripped up. There's no papers. Because when they had the nino, okay, why don't we just bring them back into the court, have their, you know, lawyers re-go over their sides, and we can re-judge the case. If we do everything as planned, as usual, all over again, the person who won will previously win again. Who previously won will win again. So he says, "Beshuda the daini." It's in the, you know, the. It's hard to explain because it's a machloket Rashi and Tosfot. Rashi, the way Rashi explains it, "Beshuda the daini" is bedin sheino talui b'ta'am. It has no reason behind it. There's no ela hakol b'piv shel dayan. It goes based on the gut, the mouth of the judge. The judge decides based on what he reads between the two sides. The judge can make a judgment. The Tosfot is bigger Tosfot. The Tosfot says basically that no, it's not based on the gut of the judge, understanding between the two sides. So a lot of times there's no way to understand it because a lot of times there's no way to differentiate between the two sides and decide this one is right, that one's wrong. So the way the Tosfot explains the Shuda Dayani means no, the judge just has the jurisdiction to make a decision. Even if there's no side leaning towards one or the other, he could just make a decision. That's the machloket Rashi and Tosfot. Amar Nachman, Shlosha ne'manin al habechor. The three people who are believed on the firstborn. Elohen, Chaya, the Chaya helping with the birth. Aviv, the father, ve'ima on the mother. Chaya le'altar, the Chaya helping with the birth. That is, she's believed right away. Imo, kol shiva, the mother, the first 7 days, because usually the first 7 days until the Brit Milah, the baby is stuck to the mother. The mother doesn't give him up to anyone. And Aviv le'olam, and the father, forever afterwards, forever. Once he has taken him to the Brit Milah, then the father's obligation to all the mitzvot he has to do for the child. Kidatan is the bride that says, Yakir Yakirenu, which is the Acherim. What does that mean? Mikanamar b'yuda, ne'eman adam lomar ze beni bechor. From here we learn that a person is believed to say, this is my firstborn son. וכשם שנאמן לומר זה בני בכור, כך נאמן לומר זה בן גירושה וזה בן חלוצה. Just like he's believed to say this is my firstborn son, so too he's believed to say this is a ben gerusha, son of a divorcee, and a son of a chalutza. וחכמים אומרים אינו נאמן, החכמים say no, he's not believed in such a case. אבא שאול היה קורא לשטוקי בדוקי. We saw in the Mishnah, אבא שאול used to call the shtuki, I didn't know his parent, he called him a baduki. What's baduki? So my baduki, in lema shabodkin et imo ve'omer et kasher nivalti ne'emenet. Maybe what it means is we check the mother, and the mother says, I slept with a kosher person. And she's believed. So the mother says, Keman, who is that following? Gerban Gamliel. It's like Gerban Gamliel, but we already learned this. Tanina Chadazim, we already learned this once. The Nana's Mishnah says, Haitam me'uberet. If she was pregnant, v'amru la mativo shelu barze, and they asked the woman, oh, where is this baby from? Amra lahem, she said to them, Me'ish ploni ve'kohenu. It's from this man, and he's a kohen. Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Amrim, ne'emene, she's believed. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, lo mipiyanu chayin. He says, no, we don't believe her. The Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabban Gamliel. We said the halacha follows Rabban Gamliel. So we already learned this once that we believe the woman. Why are we teaching it again? Chada l'achshir ba, v'chada l'achshir bebita. It's two things we're coming to teach. One is to teach that the woman is kosher. The other one is to teach that the child, the daughter that comes from that marriage, is kosher. So the Gemara says, hanicha l'manda Amar l'itivayam achshir ba posel bebita. That makes sense according to the opinion that says that she is kosher. If she is kosher, but the child is still pasul. That's why we would be coming to add to say no, the child is still kosher. Ela lemanda amar ledivere machshir ba machshir bebita. But according to the one who says that she is kosher and the daughter is kosher, what do you need? What is Abba Shaul coming to add? It says Abba Shaul, my atel ashminan. What are you coming to add here? The Abba Shaul adif from the Rabban Gamliel. He's coming to add something that he's greater than Rabban Gamliel. The ime hatam if it was Rabban Gamliel, hava amena hatam the rov ksherin etzla. I would have thought over there that's only because majority of people are kasher that would have went to sleep with her. Ah, so if that's the case, that's only whenever the majority of people over there by her are kosher. Aval hecha derop sulin etzlaimalo. But I would have thought majority of people, if they're pasul by her, then maybe we wouldn't believe the woman if she says that I slept with a kosher person. Suricha, that's why we need both cases to teach you that no, we would believe her even if majority of people around her are pasul. Amar Rava halacha ke Abba Shaul, and halacha follows the opinion of Abba Shaul that we would believe her in such a case. Okay, new Mishnah, we're on 74A. Mishnah says, Kol ha'asarin lavo bakal, mutarin lavo ze bazeh. Anyone who is prohibited to come into the kahal, we're going to explain what kahal means, is allowed to marry one another. Rabbi Yehuda omer, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Eliezer omer, vada'an mevada'an mutar. If they are two vada'is for sure's, like mamzerim for sure, then yes, it's mutar for them to marry one another. Vada'an v'svekan, v'svekan v'vada'an, but if it's for sure mamzer with a safek, or safek with a for sure, or svekan v'svekan, or safek with a safek, asur, they're not allowed to. So the Gemara says, "Ve'elu hen asfekot." These are the people who are in doubt. Their status: shatuki, v'asufi, v'kuti. These people are in safek. So the Gemara says, "My kol ha'asurin lavo b'kahal." Who are all the people that are asur to join the kahal? It says, "Ilem mamzirin netina shatuki v'asufi." Maybe it's these people. We're on the bottom of 74a. So he says, "Atana le'resha." We learned in the beginning, earlier Mishnah, it said, "Mamzirei." We already learned that they are allowed to marry one another. But two, not only that, Rabbi Yehuda Oser, when it says Rabbi Yehuda says it's asur, yeah, what is he going on in the Mishnah? Maybe he's saying, if Vadai Mamzer is not allowed to marry a Safek. We learned in the latter part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Vada'an mi Vada'an Mutar. Rabbi Eliezer says, Vadai Mamzer is allowed to marry a Vadai Mamzer. So you can learn from there that from the latter part of the Mishnah it says Rabbi Eliezer Omer Vadan Vadan Mutar Vadan Misfekan Usfekan Besfekan Asur. So you can learn and imply from Rabbi Eliezer that Vadai Mamzer with a Safek or a Safek with a Safek is Asur. So you can learn if that's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, Rabbi Yehuda didn't agree with him. So Miklal de Rabbi Yehuda Lo Svirale means that Rabbi Yehuda didn't hold of that. So Rabbi Yehuda is not saying it's Asur for a Vadai to marry a Safek. So it must be v'chi tema Rabbi Yehuda oser a ger v'mamzeret. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda is saying that a ger, a convert, is not allowed to marry a mamzeret. So, hold on. How do you read that in the Mishnah? The Mishnah said anyone is asur to come into the kahal. So you're saying it's a mamzer coming to marry a ger. So hold on. Midi ger v'mamzeret ketani. Did it say a convert and a mamzeret in the Mishnah? Kol ha'asurin labo b'kahal ketani. It said anyone that's asur to come into the kahal. What's kahal here? So the Gemara says Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Flipping the Amud to 74b, flipping the Amud, Hachi Kamar. This is what he meant to say. Kol ha'asurin lavo v'kal kehuna. Anyone who's asur to come to the congregation of the Kohanim, to marry the Kohanim. That's what he meant to say. Who is that referring to? Mainin who? Gioret pechuta mi bat shalosh shanim yom echad. If you have someone who converts under the age of 3 years and one day, that person is not allowed to marry a Kohen. Udilokar b'shimon ben Yochai. And this is not following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Those people, mutarin lavoze baze, they would be allowed to marry one another, meaning allowed to marry converts, mamzerim, netinim, all of them would be allowed to marry one another. If it's a convert under the age of 3 years old in one day. So the Gemara says, why do we say, excluding Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and it's under the age of 3 years and one day? Why don't you just say, v'nokma bebat shalosh shanim v'yom echad, v'afil Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai? Why don't you just say, it's talking about a girl who was 3 years old and one day, and even according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, why are you saying except besides for him? So the Gemara says, "Imken, if that's the case, mitzidat habara." Then you will see the answer to your question right then and there, right there. That you would make such an inference like this, which would be a mistake. Ela ta'ama, you would say, "Debat shalosh shanim ve'yom echad." You would say that what we're talking about is a 3 years old in one day. Ha pechutam ibat shalosh shanim ve'yom echad. If the girl was when she converted under 3 years old in one day, the muter lavo bakal, she is permitted to marry into the kal keuna, the kohanim congregation. Asura lavo ze baze. She's not allowed to marry with one or the other of the mamzerim, right? Hare, but we know that according to the Rishon by Yochai, pechutami bat shalosh shanim v'yom echad, that someone who's under 3 years old and one day who converted, the Rishon by Yochai, according to the Rishimon, demuteret lavo bakal keuna. He says you're allowed. That person is allowed to marry into the kohanim. Umuteret lavo ze baze. Sorry, the previous case is a question. It says the kal keuna asura lavo ze baze. It would be forbidden for that girl who is under the age of 3 years old and one day to marry one another, mamzerim. But we know, hare pechutami bat shalosh shanim v'yom echad. A girl who is under 3 years old and one day. L'Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, demuter lavo bakal keuna. She is allowed to marry into the kohanim. Umuter lavo zebazeh. She's also allowed to marry within the mamzerim. Mamzer or natin or something along those lines. So how could you explain it? So clearly, since we would have made such an inference to say that according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, this girl who is under the age of 3 years old and one day who converted, since she's allowed to marry into the Kohanim, but she's also allowed to marry into the Mamzer or Natin, Zebazen, that goes against what we would have inferred. Therefore, it didn't want to say that even someone who is 3 years old and one day and going like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. That's why it didn't say such a thing. And therefore, that's why it said that what we were talking about, and Mishnah said that anyone who is asur lavo bakal is referring to a girl who converted under the age of 3 years old and one day, that she is considered asurim lavo bakal keuna. she's not allowed to come into the Kal Kehuna, unlike the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Okay, I think we'll stop there for today on the top of the Ein Dala Amud Bet. We'll just do a 1-minute recap.